So let's turn now to one of the community cafes right here in Michigan. It's called Panera Cares. It's a nonprofit Panera Bread location in Dearborn that uses the pay what you can model. Kate Antonacci is the Director of Societal Impact Initiatives for Panera, and she joins us from corporate headquarters in Boston. Kate, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, many of us have eaten at a Panera. Tell us, how are things different if we walk into the Panera Cares in Dearborn?
First of all, a lot of things are different. The most important thing is that these cafes, as you said, are run as nonprofits. So they're actually not run by Panera LLC, the corporate entity. They're run by the Panera Bread Foundation, which is a separate 501c3 nonprofit. So, you know, we essentially have opened these cafes as a gift to the community. We are trying to do a service. We're trying to make a difference for the 1 in 6 people who are food insecure, who are hungry, who are missing a week's worth of meals each month, and who often don't know where to go. And we are looking to create a really dignified feeding experience, even if people couldn't necessarily afford to pay full price for the food that they receive. So the biggest difference at our cafe is that we don't have prices. We have suggested donation amounts, and we don't have cash registers. We have donation bins that we use to collect the funds that people decide to contribute for their meal. But essentially, anyone can come in, and it doesn't matter what your means are. You can leave the suggested amount. You can leave more to help cover the cost of somebody else's meal, or you can leave less if you have the need and are looking for a good meal. And so that really was the spirit behind Panera Cares, and that the cafe in Dearborn was the second one that we opened. That was back in 2010, and we now have 5 across the country. And we think it's a really powerful way to try to make a difference for people who are hungry in a really unique way. It's not a soup kitchen. You go in and it feels exactly like a Panera restaurant, and that really was our intent.
So the menu is the same. It's the same feel. Why was Dearborn chosen? I'm curious, Kate.
Yeah, with all of our sites, you know, in order for this to work, we need a mix of people coming in. So this wouldn't work, this concept would not work if we went into a chronically poor neighborhood where the only people who were coming in were those in need.
Yeah.
At the same time, it wouldn't work if we went into an entirely affluent neighborhood where the only people who were coming in were those who could contribute. And so we look for sites that are economically diverse, that have all different kinds of people living and working in the area. We look for places that are accessible by public transit. Many of our sites are in sort of working neighborhoods. There are lots of local businesses around us. You know, right there in Dearborn, there are lots of places that you can walk to. But there are a lot of families that live nearby. It just had a really great mix of people, and that's what we need in order for these cafes to sustain, because ultimately they're sustained by the community. The donations that come into the cafe are literally what we use to cover all of the direct operating costs of the cafe. So we're very reliant on people coming in and choosing to contribute if they support our idea.
I'm speaking with Kate Antonacci, who's the project manager of Panera Cares, the nonprofit Panera Bread location. There are 5 in the country, and there's 1 in Dearborn using the Pay What You Can model, and it's run by the Panera Bread Foundation. Since 2010, since the doors opened, Kate, in Dearborn, how successful has this location been? And actually, what do you define as success?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's not one specific thing. We look at a couple of areas. So we look at the sustainability of the concept. Is it able to cover its costs and keep its doors open and keep its lights on? I mean, that is extremely important, because this was never meant to be something that was permanently funded by Panera. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be a self-sustaining community operation. And so that's one area. And then the other is we look at our credibility. Do we really think that we're making a difference in the community? And do the people who live and work and around us and come to us on a frequent basis, do they think that we're actually making a difference? You know, we don't want to be full of it. We want to actually provide a service in the community. And so our credibility is another measure. And then our programming. We run additional programming out of all of these cafes, volunteer programs, job training programs. We have one at the Dearborn Cafe, and so that's extremely important too. So we look really at all 3, and I would say if you looked at the sustainability of that cafe, we run about, I would say we bring in about 70 5% of the retail value of the food. So if you're bringing in $10 before for a sandwich, and now we're bringing in about, you know, $7, $7.50 mm-hmm. on average, which is enough for us to feel like over the long term we'll be able to get to a point of sustainability and maintain that. And then in terms of our credibility, I think we really do a good job of that, and we build deep relationships within the community, and I think that's really amplified by the job training program that we run and the youth that we're able to bring through our cafe and train them, try to get ahead of the cycle of hunger and provide them with jobs that, you know, will help them in the longer term to be able to pay for their own meals and be a working citizen.
What kind of job training, Kate, is being done there?
So we offer, we started this in our St. Louis cafe, which was the first one, and we've replicated the program in other various cities. Essentially, we bring participants in the case of Dearborn, we're working with a program through a school, and we bring youth in, and we essentially train them just like we would train any associate that we bring on board. We require them to become certified in different positions, so barista or you know, production line or dishwashing, mm-hmm. and they become certified. They do all of the same testing that our associate would. They work in the cafe for a set number of hours each week. And then we supplement it with life skill training, because we know that a lot of these youth have never had a job, and they need to, they need to know how to do the job, but they also need to know what it means to show up on time, in uniform, you know, how to interview for a job. All of those life skills are really important, and they're often not taught. So the program is really twofold, and usually it lasts about 10 to 12 weeks. And then toward the end of the program, we take all the youth through helping them apply for jobs and interview. Oftentimes it's at other Panera cafes, with the goal being that they would earn the job themselves and become a full-time Panera employee. So that's a program we're really excited about, and we feel like makes a long-term difference in the lives of these kids.
And what are the company's hopes for the future of this program? Does the Panera Bread Foundation see even more as time goes on?
For Panera Cares, I think we would say we'll see. You know, the measures that I talked about, uh-huh. you know, credibility, sustainability, programming, we look at those regularly, because we know that our ability to be credible in these five communities that we're in right now is really the currency that we need to continue to do this. You know, we don't want to continue to do it if we don't think it's making a difference. And so we're always looking for new sites. We're always looking for communities that could really benefit from something like this. I'm sure Denise talked to you about this, but, you know, when you have hunger literally in every single community and county in the United States, I don't think there's a place where this wouldn't make a difference. I think anywhere we brought a Cares Cafe, I think we would be doing a service. And so for us, the question is really just making sure that the concept sustains over time, and then we continue to grow it appropriately. So right now we don't have any other sites identified, but, you know, as I said, we're always looking, and we think it's a really powerful concept.
Kate Antonacci is the project manager of Panera Cares, and one of the five Panera Cares locations is in Dearborn, where you can walk in and pay what you can. And she joined us from Boston. Kate, thanks for talking with us today.
Great. Thanks for having me.